Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Daily Stoics. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot of calm. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like your mental battery is perpetually draining faster than you can recharge it? Yeah, we've all been there. In this fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget about something crucial. Ourselves. It's like trying to run a marathon without fuel in your body. Eventually, you hit that wall, and trust me, it's not pretty. That's why today's episode is all about prioritizing self-care for better mental health. Because, let's face it, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. Your mental well-being is the foundation of everything else in your life. So, how do we prioritize self-care when our to-do lists seem longer than a Kardashian wedding guest list? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-care game. 1. Tune into your body's signals. You know those little nudges your body gives you? The yawn that just won't quit, the sudden urge to curl up with a good book instead of tackling that spreadsheet, or maybe even that persistent headache that seems to follow you everywhere. These aren't random occurrences, they're your body's way of saying, hey, I need a break. Learning to listen to these signals is crucial. It's like having an internal GPS guiding you towards what you truly need. So next time your body speaks, don't ignore it. 2. Move your body, even when you don't feel like it. Exercise isn't just about sculpted abs and toned thighs, although those are pretty awesome perks. Regular physical activity is a powerful mood booster. It releases endorphins, those happy hormones that leave you feeling energized and optimistic. Remember, it doesn't have to be a grueling hour-long workout at the gym. A brisk walk in the park, some yoga stretches, or even just dancing around your living room to your favorite tunes can do wonders for your mental state. 3. Embrace the power of saying no. Let's be real, saying no can feel like swallowing a cactus sometimes. But trust me, learning to set boundaries is essential for self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, so don't overcommit yourself. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do is actually saying yes to taking care of yourself. 4. Nurture your mind with mindfulness. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easy for our minds to become a constant whirlwind of thoughts and to DOS. Taking time for mindfulness can help you create some much-needed space and calm. Try incorporating simple mindfulness practices into your day, like focusing on your breath for a few minutes, going for a mindful walk in nature, or practicing gratitude by acknowledging the good things in your life. It's amazing how these small moments of stillness can make a big difference. 5. Fuel your body with goodness. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, right? So why treat your body any differently? What you eat directly impacts your mental and physical health. Nourish your body with whole foods, fruits, vegetables, and plenty of water. Limit processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine. They can lead to energy crashes and mood swings. Remember, taking care of your body is an act of self-love. Think about that last time you felt genuinely stressed or overwhelmed. What were you doing? Where were you? Were you rushing from one meeting to the next, buried under a mountain of emails, or maybe even scrolling through social media late into the night? Sound familiar? I bet it does. We've all been there. But what if, instead of diving headfirst back into that chaos, you took a moment to pause? To step away from the screen and simply breathe. Maybe you take a walk outside, listen to your favorite music, or even just close your eyes and focus on the present moment. This simple act of self-care could be the difference between feeling completely frazzled and finding a sense of calm amidst the storm. Here's what we talked about today. Listen to your body's signals, move your body even when you don't feel like it, embrace saying no, nurture your mind with mindfulness, and fuel your body with goodness. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing self-care, you invest in your mental well-being, which ultimately empowers you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. So go out there and make time for the things that nourish your soul. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-care inspiration. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and keep on stoicin'.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.